Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, it is the fourth quarter of our show. We talked plenty of recruiting news in the first and second quarter. Third quarter, we talk safeties with the addition of a couple of safety commitments. Now, we also had a linebacker commitment, so I'd like to shift our focus from safety to linebacker, where we stand currently and where we're going to be going in the next couple years. So let's start with the present, Dustin. What does the linebacker room look like today at Penn State?
Well, it certainly seems like your three starters, certainly Brandon Smith on one side, Curtis Jacobs on the other. We learned that they had flipped sides of the defense for Brandon Smith. It seems like a really good move for him to make the most of his potential. We did learn that's kind of set up with Curtis Jacobs in mind. We're going to see him roaming the field, and we're going to see him making plays this fall. Ellis Brooks looks like he's got the inside track to start at middle linebacker. And then what we don't really know is where Jesse Lucchetta fits into all this. Could he give Ellis Brooks a run at middle linebacker? Could we see him play some kind of hybrid edge position where he's a linebacker slash defensive end? We could see him in a two-point stance. We could see him in a three-point stance. That would be a really interesting thing to watch. But if they do have some flexibility with Jesse Lucchetta, and they do have three guys that they really, really like in the starting lineup, that's a really good start to an impactful linebacker group. And that's not what they had last year. What they had last year did feel like it was a little bit cobbled together because they were reacting to Micah Parsons not coming back. He opted out of the season. I don't think they really had a chance to put their best foot forward at linebacker. And you sort of saw the results. They were not optimal results. It was not optimal play from the linebacker position. You know, you look at the changes that were made with Jesse Lucchetta's role and the change that was made with Brandon Smith's role. I thought Ellis Brooks, as I'm looking back on it, you see the full range of plays that he made, was much better looking back than I think I appreciated at the time. So I think he's a really strong option in the middle. And their starting crew looks like it's pretty much established. The question is, what comes after that? And it's not entirely unlike safety, where we've got a conversation to have about who's taking the next step, because they need at least one guy to do it to really be in good shape at this spot.
Well, beginning with the starters, Dustin, I was really fascinated by the changes they made in the spring. Moving Brandon Smith, which seems to be a good decision, but then bringing Curtis Jacobs in the spring, replacing an incumbent starter in Jesse Lucchetta, it tells you a few things, I would think. One is that Curtis Jacobs has broken through, needs to be out on the field. The other thing, unfortunately, is when you promote a guy like Curtis Jacobs over a current starter, that means you have a current starter not starting anymore. And unfortunately, in looking back at Lucchetta's season last year, when he was out in space, he seemed to be lost several times, out of position, losing his discipline, what slot he should be in. And because of that, he was just totally out of position a lot. Is that why we're seeing Curtis Jacobs there taking over?
I think the two storylines go hand in hand. I think Curtis Jacobs is better positioned to play in space than Jesse Lucchetta. But I feel like the challenge for the coaching staff is, how do we use Jesse Lucchetta's strength, power, and aggression to his favor and to our favor? You know, how do we capture that and get the most out of that? And to me, you know, if he's on the field in pass rush situations, If he's moving around a little bit, if he's not only being asked to, you know, play a traditional linebacker role, that can probably benefit him. I don't think yeah, and we'll see. I really, it's all guesswork now what exactly he might be doing, but I don't think he'll be just a pure defensive end. I don't think he'll just be a pure linebacker. Maybe he's a pass rush specialist. Maybe he's, I think they can get as creative as they want to be. But to me, the challenge is for Jesse Luketta to be the best version of himself, the best player that he can possibly be. We need to put him in position where he is just can be relentless, where he can just attack without all the other stuff that comes with the territory of dropping into coverage and playing in space. How can we get him in that position? Maybe he's a third down guy. We'll see. But I think he's got, you know, a nice future. I think he could be a really good player this year. He's got eligibility to come back again if he wants to. So I think I'm fascinated to see where they go with Jesse Luketta, because I think that's the challenge, is to make sure that they're using his particular skill set, which is unique for linebacker. He's big, he's strong, and he's aggressive. How do you use that?
And I think this is where the challenge is for the coaches to put him in that best position to succeed, where it wasn't the case. And again, you can't put it on the coaches necessarily last season also. They didn't go into the season planning for Micah Parsons not to be there, and then there was a domino effect all the way down the line with the linebackers. All right, Dustin, in with the safety position, we talked about what they were currently. Who are the guys who are the next in line? Then the third issue was the young guys. Let's do the same thing here at linebacker. We talked about the starters. We talked about the guys who are going to be there pretty much every down. Before we get to the youngsters, how about the guys who have been there a couple years? Who is ready and primed to take that next step? You know that they have to be ready, and God forbid there's an injury, they may have to step into a much bigger role. Who are those guys?
Well, I think Charlie Catcher has a spot in that top six as long as he's healthy. You know, that's been the big variable for him, is that I think he's got a nice skill set. I don't think you're ever really looking at him as a primetime starter at linebacker, but as a kid who can play a reserve role, who can play some really quality snaps there and still perhaps perform on special teams, you know, he's got a valuable role as far as that goes. So they kind of need him to be maybe the leader of that next unit, to be the leader of the reserves. You need him to play that veteran role. And then, you know, inevitably, it does seem like you're going to need either Tyler Elsden or Kobe King to grab a spot on this depth chart, too. You need a young, unproven guy to make that jump. And I couldn't predict right here today, like, which of those guys it would be. Elsden, with that extra year on campus, I do think maybe he's a little bit more versatile in terms of playing multiple linebacker spots. Maybe that's something he has going for him over Kobe King. But then you hear what James Franklin had to say about Kobe King, just as he had to say about his brother Kalen King, about how prepared they are and how smart they are, how much they understand defense in a broad kind of way, coming from where they came from. You know, those are all complimentary things, and arriving in January might be enough for him to jump in there and get into the mix. It could end up being that you need both of these guys to get into the mix for you. So that'll be the next wave kind of is contingent upon that. Then you look about, you know, going into the future as well. Ellis Brooks will be gone after this year. Presumably, Jesse Luketta has a chance to come back. Brandon Smith has a chance to come back. Will he, or will he be so good that the NFL becomes an option? You know, most of these guys will be back, but you do need, I think, to see two to three young players emerge in some way, shape, or form this year.
You definitely do. That's the cycle of college football. You always need that next generation to be coming up. Of that group, I particularly like Tyler Elsden. Watching his high school tape, he just seemed to be one of those guys. We talked about this in the safety position, having football instincts. I kind of feel that way about Tyler Elsden at linebacker, that he just feels like that guy who has the instincts and he likes to hit people, which is a pretty good combination at linebacker. One of the, it's funny, you mentioned Kobe King. He was able to graduate early from high school, get in, like his brother, in the spring and make an impression. The guy that didn't, though, is Jamari Bowden. It seems like that quickly we've forgotten about him because we're talking about 22 recruits. We're talking about the kids who made it to Penn State in the spring. A guy like that seems to get lost in the shuffle, Dustin.
Yeah, and it's just the unknown at this stage. We haven't really been able to evaluate and see or hear the coaching staff talk about him. And, you know, like, I think that's just the benefit of arriving in January is you get the strength and conditioning. You get a chance to be evaluated by the coaching staff. You get a chance to showcase yourself to fans as well. So that's kind of what's dominated, you know, the conversation. But Jamari Bowden is a really good player in his own right. And I don't have his dimensions in front of me, but he struck me as a kid coming out of high school that he could make a pretty quick acclimation to play in the game at the next level. I do think that he's got, you know, quickness and versatility that maybe Kobe King does not have. I think Kobe King, to me, and I'll be welcome to be proven otherwise, looks like a middle linebacker and only a middle linebacker. 6 feet, 242 pounds. That's a very Jason Kabinda-like build for a kid. Jamari Bowden has a chance to maybe move around and be a little bit more athletic. But I would not be surprised if he emerges as a guy who has to be playing in some way in 2022 also. I think for Penn State, probably their best case scenario coming out of this year is for all three of those freshmen and redshirt freshmen to prove that they're ready for big roles next year.
Just I looked it up real quick. Bowden is listed at 6'2", 215, and that was as of a year ago when he was coming out of high school or listed as a commitment to Penn State. So he may have put on a few pounds since then. Dustin, that leaves us with the two freshmen, Abdul Carter and Keon Wiley. I think they're both very good prospects, and I think you agree with that. You like both of them.
I do like both of them. They're different players. Keon Wiley is kind of making a transition into a more of a full-time linebacker role. I expect him to do really well at that. I also expect him to be, you know, 225 coming out of his senior year at Imhotep. And if that's the case, he'll probably be pretty ready to play a role too, if he needs to, early in his Penn State career. Abdul Carter, really good player who's 6'4", 230, 235 pounds. Clearly he's big enough. I think he's strong enough and fast enough. These are going to be guys who are going to force the issue too. Maybe they don't win starting jobs or anything like that as freshmen, but they're going to put some pressure on the guys ahead of them, which I think makes it more clear that Elsden King and Jamari Bowden need to start making their moves now because the pressure is going to come from below them as soon as these guys get there.
No doubt this is their time, and it's funny. We're talking so much about the class of 22. We keep forgetting these kids haven't even started their senior year of high school, Dustin. They have another year of high school football to go before they show up on campus next year. Dustin, that is it for our show. I want to thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.